Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. Welcome back, everyone. It's so thrilled to be here with you. And today we are going to talk about shifting our messes into hell yeses in our personal life, in business. I am so excited to have Tracy with me today. And her main passion and purpose, one of them at this point in chapter in life, is in creating our business alignment models and helping overwhelmed, overworked entrepreneurs stop the hustle and reclaim our lives. So moving our businesses from hot messes to a hell yes. I can't tell you how many times and how much I would have loved to have seen this when I started my Birds and Bees Teas business. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. It's learning, grabbing for straws every single day. And I think of this in my house too. There's something I think I saw on your website or on like a cluttered, overwhelmed closet. And I know in my life when we were doing all the things, working, had a place that we would go to on the weekends to spend as much time on the water as possible and just go, 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 come home, not catch up with laundry, not catch up with meal prep, not catch up with all the things that I wanted to be doing. That is definitely what my life looked like. And anytime I am seeing clutter in my world, I am noticing that I'm moving too fast or attempting to take on too many things. And something you and I were talking about just a moment ago is when we're giving too much, and that resonates so much with my heart. I want to give, 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 give. And there's a way to flip our perspective, I feel like, in how we're giving and how we're receiving. And so Tracy, will you please introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you're up to in the world?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So I am currently living in North Carolina, but I grew up in California, San Diego and San Francisco. And I have, for the past 25 plus years, been working as a project manager. And so I've worked for some of the, when I was in California, I worked for some of the big companies, Del Monte, Charles Schwab, Visa, who else? Williams-Sonoma, The Gap, Banana Republic, right? Like all of these big, huge companies manage huge teams, multi-year, multi-million dollar projects. And we basically took an idea and we made it a physical reality, which is just, in my opinion, so cool, right? It just, it's creation in a, for me, it's in a very operations, task-oriented, detailed list kind of way, but it's still creation, right? Just in kind of in the way that I do it. And I've launched probably $1 billion worth of sales, or I'm sorry, services and products into the world, and just had a lot of fun doing it. And then about 15 years ago, I met my husband. We got married, started having kids, and we moved to small town USA where there was no need for corporate project managers. And so I started working in the virtual space, and I've been working with virtual entrepreneurs for the last 15 years. And what I noticed is that women especially, we seem to get into, you know, we have all of these gurus telling us how to 10x our revenue, our sales within the next 30 days. And they're, I call it bro marketing, right? They're in your face. They're pushing. And we don't really have any other, we go do that because we don't really have any other people to follow, right? It's kind of hard to follow people like Jen and, you know, people that are looking at life a little bit differently, wanting to do life and business a little bit differently, right? And so I started working with clients, and what I'd realize is that they would make the money, they would increase their revenue, they would get the clients, they would get the sales, but nobody's really teaching how to do business in an aligned way. and how to do business in a flow state. Like how do you get in a flow state when you're talking about like to-dos that need to be done for the day or client complaints or, you know, all of these things that are going on a daily basis that are stressing you out? And how do you do that in an aligned way? And how do you maintain the flow state in doing that? And we're not taught how to do that. And we're taught how to make the money, how to get the clients, all of those things. We don't know how to do it in an aligned way. And a lot of times what the quote gurus are telling us, it doesn't resonate with us. Right. And so we kind of pause for a minute because we're not sure what to do. And, you know, with my clients, what I would find is a lot of them haven't taken a vacation in 10 years, or they're waking up because they're so stressed. They can't sleep at night because their brains start moving. You know, the second they wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, their brain starts to go about all the things they need to do and everything that needs to get done. And so they just struggle, and it's almost like they build themselves into a corner and they want to make an impact on the world. Like that's the thing, is that they started the business to make an impact. But what happens is they give, and they've created in all honesty, a disorganized structure. And what that leads to is just stress and overwhelm, and it's just hard. Like business just gets hard. And so that impact that they're looking to make, they're limiting themselves in the impact that they can make, because there's only so many hours in the day to be able to get everything done. And they're just so exhausted that you can't give anymore when you're not taking care of yourself. So what I do now is I have what it's called the business alignment method. And what I do is I work with clients to actually come in and to align their businesses to, I call it build the flow state. The flow state doesn't just magically happen when you reach 10K, 20K, 100K a month, right? Like it doesn't just magically, someday you're going to get there and you're going to be able to take that vacation. Like it doesn't work that way, right? So we have to build that in. And there are ways, and there are such easy, simple ways to build that flow state into your business. And we do that with systems, with structures. Think about it like passive income, right? Like I think we've all heard about that, right? But you do the work, you set everything in motion, and then with a little bit of maintenance along the way, everything just smooths out for you and you reap the benefits and the rewards from that.
I began with the idea of being in big box stores for the tea company. And that shifted quickly as I was going to trade shows and semi would get some attention and alignment. And yet we weren't established enough. We were too young of a company. They probably knew that we couldn't handle, you know, all of the inventory scale and that at that moment in time. Right. And even as I began to listen to conversations more and more, it's like, how in the heck do I align, truly was what I was looking for, and work less, because I was working a heck of a lot more than I was in a job that I thought, when I go start a business, this is going to be totally different. Like, I want the effortlessness of that and the beauty of it, and listening to people share, oh, you have a business. That's fantastic. I was actually talking to 11 and 12 year old in the last week, and it was so fun for me because they're like, oh my gosh, you have a business. That's so cool. Back in the day, I don't think people could start businesses on their own. It was like, just the perspective was so fun. Right. And the internal appreciation that we do get from building the business. And I had no idea about systems. I came from a family that figured it out and made it happen. And that worked to whatever extent it worked. Oh. And they're successful in their own way. And yet that is not what my physiology is calling for. It's like, where do we find calm? Where do we find serenity? Where do we be able to sit and take breaths throughout the day and be intentional? And had created an herbal tea company for fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum with that intention in mind. And so I, as the owner and founder, don't want to be creating and making a product that isn't aligned with what we want to be doing in the world. Right. So what you're speaking to, I think, is so unique for us as women who are whole and have this very dynamic perspective of what are the kids doing? What is my body doing every single consistently month? What is my powerful partnership doing? How do I juggle? And I want to do a business as well. Systems and processes are everything. And even as I've been in business for 12 years now, it's like my thought process is continuously, how do I streamline this? How do I do this? What if I'm touching something once, how do I create a reproducible system for this? And listening. So the offer that you're creating and putting in the world and the service that you have for us entrepreneurs is everything for creating, in my mind, success too, right? Reproducible. We can do it over and over and over and over again, and then build upon that, have such a strong foundation and build from there, and maybe tweak things occasionally later as you're going, because the software or system or something isn't aligned again. So thank you for what you're putting out in the world. I know you and I were speaking to that, the how-tos of this, and that you love sharing that. So what are a couple things that someone in business could start with if they are in the Hot Mess Express, besides clicking on the button on your website, which will have all the links to your information and everything in the show notes for everyone.
Yeah. So there's a few different categories, I guess, that we have so many options available to us now to help with creating the systems and the structures. So number one, if you don't have a work management tool, if you have, whether it's for yourself or if you have a team, you absolutely need it for yourself. I would absolutely recommend it also. But a work management tool like Monday.com is literally my favorite. I think that over, you know, my 25 years, I've used every like project management tool or, you know, team tool out there. And Monday is, it's pretty. It's fun to use. It's easy to use. And the biggest thing that I've found with Monday is that, and I have no affiliation whatsoever with Monday, it's just a good tool, but the teams use it. So think about, you know, one of the things that there's actually a study that says that we spend, us as well as our teams, spend 8 hours a week looking for stuff, trying to find what they need to do their jobs. What if you created a work management tool where everything was exactly where you needed it? Everything was exactly where your team needed it. Could you imagine if you and your team, so 8 hours is basically a full day, right? Could you imagine if you all had an extra day every week freed up to get stuff done, right? So work management tool. So it's about the tech. And with the work management tool, there's automations that you can set up. Reminders, you know, the mistakes, the bottlenecks, a lot of those happen when we're trying to think too much, right? We want to remove thinking out of it. So the more we can automate and get it off of our brains, the more we're going to be able to breathe, and the more we're going to be able to just, you know, that feeling, right? Of just, it's all taken care of. It's all handled. I don't need to remember it, because when I need to do it, it will be there for me. Those sorts of things. Also, learning how to delegate with your team effectively and efficiently. I see a lot of business owners who they've been burned in the past with team members that have either made just mistakes or just couldn't handle, you know, the workload. And so what happens is they said, it's just easier to do it myself. I need it done right, so I'll do it myself. And so we struggle, right? Or it's not on time, or, you know, the team isn't delivering what they need to deliver it when they need to deliver it. And so really learning how to delegate effectively and efficiently will help, in how to manage a team effectively, I think, is just huge. And learning how to prioritize, I mean, just getting a messy space, right? We do the emergencies first, right? The things that have to be handled immediately. But the problem with that is that those might not be the most important things that you need to handle in that day. But because you're handling the emergencies and there's only so many hours in the day, the big stuff, the stuff that's going to set you up for the next year, the next 6 months, the next whatever that is, you're not strategizing and you're not planning that because you're trying to get it done. So being able to prioritize and again, it's all about smoothing everything out, right? And just making it so that everything flows and everybody on your team knows what to do when they need to do it. And you know what to do when you need to do it. And you're out ahead of things. So there are no fire drills. There are no, and when there is a big issue, it's easy to jump in and get it taken care of because you don't have 15 other ones happening at the exact same time, right? So I think it's about the tech that you use. It's about your team and optimizing them. And then it's also just about the training, right? So the prioritization, what do you prioritize? How do you prioritize it? How do you do that efficiently and effectively and not spend, you know, 45 minutes of your day just trying to know what to do, right? So how can you set all of those things up? So you're basically setting yourself up for success to be able to then move forward and aligned and, you know, move forward in a flow state. So then when you do go to sit and work, you're in your zone of genius and you're excited to get in there and do those big things that are going to make a difference. And so not only are you going to, in your day-to-day, see huge shifts and huge changes, but you're also going to be setting that up for your future as well.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do not have, I feel like I have a project manager mind because I can see the whole business and I know all of the things that need to get done. And I do not have the structure built in me, right? So having things like Monday, we personally use Trello and a couple other mm-hmm. things. But Monday.com is something for sure that's there. And pretty, I think, is so important, right? Or whatever is attractive. It's all so yeah. much, at least for me, energy of, is it feeding us and nurturing us along the way? Yes, there's going to be spreadsheets and parts of systems that don't always look so gorgeous. And they're effective, right? So right. the energy there is like, oh, this is working. This is so exciting. I can right. remember when we took our recipes from literally on paper in whatever kind of Word document that I had created, having no idea what I was doing, and had a system process engineer come in and help me create all of the spreadsheets so that we could mm-hmm. easily put in. We have 5,000 orders and mm-hmm. this is how much tea we need to blend. And this is what needs to happen. Instead of I was on paper and pen writing it out. Right. That's just what my body and being was going to. Yeah. I've often said, I feel like there's two things in life that we could really use some more support and almost a test to have to take in order to mm-hmm. like, we, understand what you're about to get yourself into with having babies and having and starting businesses. There's so much more to right? it. And this structure
you had no idea
is literally what helps people either fail or flounder, like just yeah. or flounder or really truly thrive and succeed. Yeah. Yeah. So in customer service being one of the things that you're speaking to, I know, again, for myself energetically, when someone would write in with a question, I'm taking it personally. And mm-hmm. then my energy for the whole day and my mindset and thought process is reeling on something that I'm not even able to focus somewhere else with. Someone mm-hmm. who hasn't built the business, doesn't have that personal tie to it, can just say yes or no to someone or direct them quickly, right? Or copy yeah. and paste at least the template that we've created and now put in and modify it yes. and then reach out to us for expertise or does this look right or mm-hmm. anything else we want to add here, which could take a minute and then you keep going. And for me, I don't know about you, but I get so energized when I'm reading what it is that our customer service team is writing back to these mamas. Same thing with coaching. It's just, it's so energizing for me because it's like, oh, they've got it. Like they've really embraced it and they care about our customers, like deeply care.
Mm-hmm. So I laugh. Yeah, I agree completely. And I tell my assistant, when stuff is getting done on my behalf and it's just like, it's just beautiful, right? Like it's beautifully done. It's beautifully, the email is beautiful. Beautifully written. The whatever is put into place is just beautiful, right? It's like you're speaking my love language, right? Like this just gets me so excited to be able to, because then it's sharing. It's not just you holding that vision for you and the people that you serve, but it's literally starting to expand into your team and being able to, they are now able to expand that vision. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's so much fun. So in the businesses that we're talking about, and I would say, I'm just going to say businesses, but I would also probably say the women that you're attracting possibly more. Mm-hmm. Who is your sweet spot? Who is it that is a yes for you to sign up for your program, to sign up for coaching, for,
yeah.
Where are they in their journey? What are they experiencing?
Yeah. Good question. I think the best answer for me is that I work best with female entrepreneurs who have team members. So as long as you have some team members, that's, I feel, where the muddiness usually starts to come in. It's when it's just you, it's a little bit more manageable and you can manage yourself a little bit better. You might need some help in creating some time back for yourself, getting some time back. But it's with the team. Once you have the team and being able to organize the team and get them all squared away and sorted, that's when I'm going to be the most helpful to you.
That makes sense. I feel like that's one of the challenges that I experienced early on too, and still do it right at some points, is capacity, like where and how much do we have to be able to hand off to our team to be able to implement and integrate what it is that can be restructured, mm-hmm. And implemented. There's a fair amount of time for Amazon listings that we're going in and optimizing and creating new images and updating information and that sort of thing. And I love getting to train and teach on what it is that we're looking for and what it is that the brand is aligned with. And mm-hmm. then getting to see them create that and have the entire juice of the project too, right? Like, oh my gosh, yeah. This is so fun. And then being able to see the algorithm work and their work making more of a wave and impact in the world. And that's the neat part too, I feel like, about systems and lead magnets, that sort of thing, that are out in the world working for us and drawing people to us, is being able to see what's working and not working and pivot accordingly there too. So the fact that you have all of the experience in so many product launches and in so many moving parts to be able to support.
Yeah. And the thing is we move in a fast world these days. Like, you know, like when I worked for Del Monte Foods, a short, simple project was 6 months. Like that was short and simple. And that's how long it took to get something done. We're lucky these days if we have 2 weeks. And so anything that we put into place, we need to make sure that we're able to pivot and shift quickly to where we're kind of staying with the world as it's changing, and we can evolve and adapt and still stay in alignment, right? And we change not only do the customers change, the market changes, but we change as well. And so we may find that we want to do things differently, and let's build that capability into our business so that we're able to shift. And maybe we want to expand into different markets, different products, different services, those things, and being able to do that easily and quickly and still be in alignment and still be in flow when we do.
And do you have a deeper desire to work with more of a service-based business or product-based business, or?
Yeah, I work with both. I have to say my passion is absolutely passive income and like subscription programs. Just being in right in alignment in the flow state, that's just the ultimate to me, right? So it's all about, I was telling you earlier, I actually have a client, this physical supplements, who, you know, they're doing like $1 million+ a year in subscription program, which basically means semi-passive income, right? Like you just touch it at a few points, make sure it's maintained, and you're good to go. I had a client recently who does digital products and courses and flow state. Like she's fascia, like she's amazing. And she has also created a program where she's now bringing in tens of thousands of dollars every month, semi-passively. Like that's just so fun to me. It's every time I go to check those metrics, it's my happy place.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what does success mean to you?
Success to me is probably defined a little bit differently than everyone else in the world, the main, right? But it's, I want to do what I want, when I want, with whomever I want. So I think for me, success changes and shifts as I grow, as I learn. I'm always a learner. I'm always extremely spiritual. I'm extremely, right? So it's all of those things. And so my kids are getting older. And so it's shifting perspective there. But I success to me is honoring myself and taking care of me and the people I love and serving others with the gifts that I've been given and being able to help them. You know, I always laugh. So I'm the, as the operations person, as the person on the back end, I usually partner with visionaries and with the entrepreneur, right? That's out there. That's they're the ones in front of the camera. I'm extremely uncomfortable being on camera, being in the front, right? I think the message that I have is important, but I'm an introvert. And so I'm making myself get out there and be in the front and help people. And I think the coolest thing is that I partner for the most part with the visionaries, the people that are out there, and I get to make an impact through them and their success. That also is my success. And so I've actually probably helped and impacted billions of people in the world, and they will never even know I exist. And for whatever reason, I think that's cool, right? That I'm able to, in my way, sharing my gifts, doing my thing in my way, then I'm able to help my clients, my people, my audience. I'm able to actually help their audiences, right? Because I'm able to help them grow and increase their impact. And literally every single person that I have met who has started a business, they want to change the world, right? And they want to make a difference and they want to make that impact. So I get to tap into their passion and be a part of that. And I just think it's so cool.
It's beautiful. I have chills through my whole body as that is, I couldn't do what I do. And I feel like I am able to do that with our team. And there's been two super key players in my life that have come in and have been full on systems and processes. Three actually that are very near and dear, but two that have really impacted my world in a big, big way. And it is that, right? Like every single person that we touch. And I think about it with the T's too, like it's remarkable to me, absolutely remarkable to me, like all of the energy that comes through to take a product all the, from every single working piece all the way through the end. And we pay like $20 for something that has the value and worth of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in my mind, from an energetic standpoint of, especially with us, of the water from the earth and the plants and the seeds and every single person that's harvesting those things and nurturing them through their process and then taking them, delivering them to a certain part, that whole entire business and team that's then delivering them to us and our
team. Fascinating, isn't it?
Everyone that touches it all the way out in the world. And I daily am just so grateful for every single one of those people, because it all makes this huge impact. And then we have our own vortex that we're in as well, right? That's sauntering along in our own worlds. And when we have that synergy, especially when we're tapping into our gifts, like the fact that you have this gift and passion and get to share that with the visionaries is tremendous. They wouldn't have the life force if they didn't have all of that support. So thank you for what you're doing. And I must agree, for myself, success is so important for, at the end of the day, for me, the internal fulfillment that I have of not feeling like my cup is empty and I'm seeking outside of myself for that validation or whatever it may be in the world. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like giving yourself your own pat on the back or celebrating your own wins and being able to do that inside first and then be able to celebrate with everyone else. So thank you so, Agreed. So much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree 100%.
What is a favorite book or something that you're personally working with right now in your growth and journey?
Oh gosh, I am such a reader. A favorite book is like asking me to pick a favorite child. So if you are looking to shift your business and move into alignment, a great book is Buy Back Your Time. And it gives some practical, I'm all about practical, right? Like we hear so many theories, but it's like, but how do I actually do that? And so Buy Back Your Time, I think it's Dan Martell, I think. But it is an excellent book. It'll give you some practical advice, where to start, you know, all of those things that will definitely help.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. And that was one of my favorite parts of learning about you is that I'd rather be reading.
I'd rather be reading. Yes, I would rather. So I'd rather be over in the corner.
So reading fun.
A book than, right. And that's just the introvert. Like it's just, I love it.
Yeah. Input, right? Bringing it in and assimilating it and then delivering it out into the world in a useful, beautiful way. Where can everyone find you?
Yep. You can go to my website. It's goldi.com, GOALDI.com. I love goals. I love choosing, right? It's about choosing our lives. And I think that that's something that I'm just so passionate about helping people with. I don't want us to get stuck in a business that we set out with it because we had a passion and now we're so underwater and so overwhelmed. And so I want people to choose how they want to live their lives and choose what makes them happy and go do that. So for me, that's my business. It's all about goals. It's choosing what you want to do. But you can go to goldi.com. You can get a hold of me there. I've also got some free resources. I've got some articles on how to save an hour, like practical tips, right? Like how can you save an hour today? And so there's some blog articles that you can check out there. There's also if you're not quite sure where you fall on the scale of hot mess to hell yes, I've got an alignment assessment for you that you can go ahead and click on that and you can take the quiz and see how you're doing. And again, some practical tips on how to make a difference and how to help yourself move forward.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll have all of that again in the show notes and appreciate you so much. All the work that you're doing and the hearts that you're touching in the world and impact that you're making and the entrepreneurs' lives, families' lives, the ripple effect that that's creating on every level. And thank you so much for your time today. It's been such a joy to spend this time with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, until next week, everyone, we're cheering for you, we're rooting for you, and we love you. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.